Well, young people tend to be less engaged in politics than their elders, they say. But in the last few election cycles, that trend has started to change. The big jump came from 2000 to 2004, and 2008 saw the highest turnout rate among younger voters in many years. NPR's Teresa Tomassoni stopped by the University of Maryland's College Park campus to see if that might continue in this election cycle.
The line of students waiting to hear Texas Congressman Ron Paul speak at the Ritchie Coliseum wrapped around several blocks. 20-year-old Derek Zumstein stood about halfway down the line. He's a member of the student group College Republicans.
I'm interested in what Ron Paul has to say. Whether I support it or not is moot.
Soon after Zumstein finally passed through the doors to the packed gymnasium, the audience started cheering. They shouted President Paul, stomping their feet and waving signs that read, "End the war" and "End the Fed." 19-year-old Caroline Carlson was part of the excited crowd.
I think it's, you know, kind of like an enlightening experience to kind of come to this event and see what they have to say and what their views on issues are.
But according to Scott Keeter, an analyst at the Pew Research Center, most young people do not have such a sustained interest in the presidential election, at least not compared to 2008.
We see signs in early polling that young people are not as engaged now as they were at this same time 4 years ago.
18-year-old Brianna Drayton's one of the less engaged. She says she wants nothing to do with the election.
I'm just not very into politics, and I think that it would require a lot more research and looking into issues that I don't think I have the passion for, so I wouldn't want to vote and not be completely informed.
Even if she tried to inform herself, she says,
I would look into it for 10 minutes and then be bored and move on to Facebook or something.
Keeter says it's too early to know for sure how many young people will show up to the polls in November. U.S. Census data shows that about 50% of eligible young voters turned out in 2008, about two-thirds of them to vote for Barack Obama. But, as Keeter says, a lot's happened since 2008, and he thinks it's likely not as many young people will vote this year.
The recession has been very, very tough on young people in particular. People entering the job market in this last 4 years have had a very hard time getting work and getting good work. And that has tended to dampen their enthusiasm for Barack Obama, for the Democrats in general.
It's left some students, like University of Maryland freshman Alexa Lardieri, confused.
When you hear someone who's a Democrat give you their side of the story, you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense. But then when you hear a Republican do the same thing, you're like, oh, wait, that makes perfect sense too. So it is a little confusing.
Lardieri is a registered Democrat, but she says she probably won't cast a ballot in the fall. The campaigns of Mitt Romney and President Obama are eager to recruit young voters. Romney advisor Lan He Chen says Governor Romney plans to promote his economic message on campuses across the country.
This is really going to resonate with younger Americans because they've really been hit hard by the difficulty that we've seen in the economy during President Obama's term.
But the Obama campaign is trying to remind young people about some of the president's accomplishments thus far, including the Affordable Care Act and the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
It is really about educating young people on what the president has done for them over the last 4 years.
That's the Obama campaign's National Youth Vote Director, Valicia Butterfield Jones. She says the campaign is currently wrapping up a national college tour in key swing states, states that may matter even more in this election. Pew's Scott Keeter points out that President Obama could have won without the youth vote in 2008.
But that was an election that he won by a relatively comfortable margin. Everybody thinks, despite the early polling right now that shows him with a reasonably good-sized lead, that this is going to be a very close election.
And in a close election, Keeter says, everybody's vote matters. Teresa Tomassoni, NPR News.